Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know how we do it here at Good Deeds. We are here for you. We are here to educate you. We want to motivate and inspire you that you can actually make a wise decision. You know, good deeds are happening every second of the day. We are here to help each other, help our brothers and sisters, help us through difficult situations that we have, obstacles that we have, and just we need someone to encourage us to say we can make it. You know, I always say believe, trust, and walk it out. You have to don't stop, get it, okay? We're not saying that as a cliche. This is very serious. You know, I had a conversation with some wonderful ladies that's dear to my heart today. And, you know, the thing is, and we had to say that we had to continue, okay, to pray without ceasing. You never know what your sister going through, what your brother going through, the people that's driving next to you, the people that's in the elevator with you. All of us have concerns and things that's dear to us that we have to intercede for each other. You know, my mother always say, you know, don't pray for other people. But, you know, you have to pray for yourself as well. But prayer does change things. It does. You have to stay in the Word. You have to stay motivated. And you have to, you know, if you smile, someone will smile back at you, okay? But, you know, that's the things in life. We always have to stick together. We always have to have that, just the inner being, the Holy Ghost Spirit, of course, to direct you in what the things that you do. You just have something inside that some people don't even know what it is. They say it's their conscience, but we know what it really is. That actually pushes you to continue in life, okay? Now, today, we have an awesome, awesome woman with us today. Young lady. She's an author. She's a business owner. She's a leader. She is actually your voice. She is my voice. She is my sister's voice. She's the next door neighbor's voice. She is the voice of what a lot of people have gone through in life. Similar situation. You know, everybody's situation is different. All of us different. All of us have our own different DNA, okay? But you know what? The thing is, when somebody's going through a situation, it actually helps you to hear what they did, what fire was inside of them, what ignited them to get up in the morning, what actually helped them to get out of bed and to keep moving forward. We have an awesome young lady. You know, we continue to talk about domestic violence, the violence that we have in our world, okay? We have to bind together to help people to go forward with the things they have in life. I mean, you can't point a finger and say, okay, I'm better than this person because, hey, all of us have our own story of the things that we've been through in life. And we're going to not further delay. We're going to bring the awesome, awesome young lady, Miss Joyce Reed, in the house. Miss Joyce, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Voice. She has a very peaceful voice, and actually, you want to really listen to what she has to say because she has a calm voice, and you know that is very important for people to hear what you have to say, to have it in peace. So we thank you for just taking time out your busy schedule to hang out here with us at Good Deeds.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, let's just start it off, Ms. Joyce. Please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life. And you know, I just found out that she was close in my neck of woods. So, you know, this is a great relationship that we're starting. But just tell the people that we need to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more of what's going on in your life.
Well, right now, I'm an author of a book titled Hurt Used to Live Here. And basically, it's a story. It's just things that I took from my journals and notebooks as a little girl because that was my outlet for expressing myself because I didn't have anybody to talk to at that age or period. So that was my outlet to release because I felt that if I held it in, it would not be a good outcome. So I just took everything that I had in my journals and notebooks and I put it into a book that I published. It hasn't been out for a year yet, But it's titled Hurt Used to Live Here, and it's available on Amazon and Kindle. And I'm also writing my second book, which is titled Speechless No More. And that's, it kind of goes together, but it's just like Hurt Used to Live Here is what I was, and Speechless No More is who I am now. So that's the difference between the books, but it's still about me. I just moved to Georgia, and just trying to start my life fresh and over because I am from Chicago, and just basically here to raise my two young boys here the right way, and just here for a fresh start, and want to be the voice for many. I'm here to share my story, to spread my story to the world so everyone would know that I can be your voice. If you look at me, if you go on my YouTube page, which I have a channel, which is called Joyce Reed, if you go on there, you will get a brief description on what the book is about. I always say, never judge a book by its cover, first open it and read it. By looking at me, you wouldn't know half the things that I've went through. Just like Renee was speaking about earlier, you can't judge someone from just looking at them. You never know what their story is, which everyone has a story. So my story consists of abuse, sexual abuse, violence, rapes, and so forth. I mean, the list goes on and on, which you can find out more if you purchase the book. I mean, it all started at 8 years old, and I'm here today as a young woman, and I stand before you, the voice for many, to help and inspire other people to speak out and be heard.
That is powerful. That is powerful. And you guys, really, you have to connect with this young lady to actually see her YouTube videos. My heart goes out to you. The things you've been through, but let's if you will, you know, people know that I'm very transparent, and let's just start wherever you want to. You know, you don't have to get in detail, but you know, domestic violence, you know, month is coming up, but just what's your definition, your working definition of when you say domestic violence? Because you know, everybody try to put their pen, their corn, or what it is. But in your voice, Ms. Joyce Reed, what is the meaning of domestic violence, or if someone, any kind of violence or abuse? What is your actual terminology for that?
Anything that you know that does not feel good. It can be verbal. I mean, it could be physical. Anything that you know that does not feel good to you. If you have to second guess or ask yourself, why did he or she do this, or am I supposed to put on makeup to cover something every day? Am I supposed to feel pain every day? Am I supposed to be yelled at? Am I supposed to be sad and depressed? That's when you know that it's some type of abuse and you need to get out. Abuse can come from, from anywhere. Some people think that it's okay because I grew up around and seeing my mother get beat all the time, and I thought that was okay. I thought a black eye was love. I thought because he hit me, he was paying attention to me and he loved me. But it all depends on the person. It took me to realize that it's not okay. He doesn't love me. I shouldn't have to put on sunglasses in the middle of winter to cover my pain and cover everything that he's doing to me behind closed doors.
That is really powerful. But you know what you were saying, that you what in your mind, what actually made you have a, if we want to call it, an eye-opening experience, I guess, or light bulb experience, probably is a better word, that this wasn't the way it's supposed to be. Did it take a while, or what influenced you that this was not the way it's supposed to be?
It did. It took a while because I was in a situation where I was stuck. Like I say, everybody has their own situations. but it shouldn't be an excuse. But I was stuck in my relationship, and I didn't have anywhere to go. It was either me being homeless or me staying there. And it took for him to hit me across the head with a 2x4 and knock me out unconscious for me to realize enough is enough. You know when you're tired. You know when you had enough. And when you get to that point, being homeless or running away from everything, it doesn't even matter. Because if you believe in God, you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So it took him hitting me across the head with a 2x4 and me being unconscious for me to realize this is not how I want my life to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, and the great thing that you pointed out is everybody has their own story. And as to the conversation when I started the show off, me and these young ladies had the conversation, and just in general, you know, infidelity, for example, you know, it's in the same vein of what we're talking about. And you hit it right on the head there, meaning that when you have gotten to your point that you can say, this is enough, I need to move on. So many people can give you advice about this, that, and that, but you have to have that relationship, like you just said, with God. And you would know. You would know. And I think you said it just so wonderfully. You would know when it's time for you to leave. A lot of times you hear a lot of people saying, giving you advice, but they really don't know because you're actually in the situation. So you're absolutely right about that. And that takes a lot of strength and power to even say, boldness, I guess maybe it's a better word, for you to actually say, now it's time to make a change. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
We commend you in everything that you're doing. She has a wonderful website, you guys. Y'all, we're going to get to that. But her website, I love it. I love it. Let me ask you this, because, you know, I'm a publisher as well and an author as well. Your book covers, they are just stellar, fantastic. They are really awesome. Were the book covers, did you just kind of come with that, or is this something that the vision that you kind of had in the all along about your work?
The first book cover, I envisioned it because that's how I felt. I was a little girl crying out for help. My cries went unheard, and I was always in a room alone. So that's where my first book cover came from. And my second book cover was also thought out, basically speechless no more. I can't be quiet to protect the guilty, to protect the nasty and the people that's out here. I have to speak out for other people to be able to speak out, because if they see that I'm speaking out, I mean, it will help other people. People email me all the time, like, I commend you, I look up to you, thank you for being my voice. Now I can write a book. It's so many people that want to write a book now because of my story. And asking me, were you embarrassed? Are you ashamed? Not at all. My life I live is my life, and this is my purpose, and this is why I'm living it, to help other people. So being ashamed of what I've been through, it wasn't my fault. Nothing that I went through was my fault. It was just it was my purpose. It was my path, and he wouldn't allow me to go through the things that I went through if he knew that I wasn't strong enough to handle it.
You're right on it, Ms. Joyce. Let's back just a hair, if it's okay. If you could, you know, I know you've kind of thought about this, but when you were going through the situation, and, you know, the listening audience, we know the answer, but I just love to hear when people say respond to this question. What actually do you think kept you going? What actually kept you? Because my little slang that I always say is, "Don't stop, get it." That's my little slogan that I say. But what in Joyce Reed? What actually kept you going? That said, okay, I can't give up. I can't do this. Is not going to be the end of me, like you just said. It's not my fault. So tell us about that in your world. What actually kept you going? Kept you, to keep you on track.
Well, to answer that question honestly, before, I don't know what kept me going. Honestly, I don't. I didn't, people pray back then when these things were happening to me. I believed, I knew that there was a higher power, but I didn't believe that there could have been a God to allow him to do these things or let these things happen to me, and I'm just a baby. I didn't believe them. People would pray that they become rich, that they wake up the next morning. I prayed for the opposite. I prayed that I didn't wake up because of the things that I would endure on a daily basis since I was 8 years old, things that little kids shouldn't even have to go through. I went through, and I didn't believe at that moment. It took me after my third attempt at suicide for me to realize that there is a God, and the reason why I'm here today is for a purpose. My last time at attempting suicide, it was a really crazy story that I took like 30, 40 different pills, and I attempted to go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep for anything. So what I was going to do was I was going to get in my car and drive off of a cliff. For some reason, I was on the expressway. In the left lane, there was no cars. It was just me. In the right lane, it was traffic in the right lane because that's where the cliffs were. I could not get over for anything in the world. When I was finally able to get over, I was left off. I got off of an exit, and at this time, I was not even driving my car. I don't know who was driving my car. I just know that I was in a church. A gentleman knocked on my window. He pulled me into the church, and it's like they knew what was going on in my life because I didn't say anything. Everyone started praying over me, and that day is when I knew that I am supposed to be here and I have a purpose, and my purpose is to help people speak out and be heard. That's it. Back then, I didn't believe, and that's my honest. That's my truth. I didn't believe back then, but now I do.
That's it. I love it. Because if we really be truthful with ourselves, that's our answer as well. And I know that's my answer. I mean, our grandmother, how the little song said, grandmother prayed for us, our parents prayed for us, and, that type of thing. But you are very right. A lot of times, especially as a child, We you don't know how you're getting through. I had a similar experience as well. I just wanted to not, and this is recent, I think I've never even shared this, but now it's a great time. When my brother died, I wanted to go with him. I really did. One day I was charging my battery in the car because something was going on in the house. It charged better in the car. And I turned the car and I said, I could just go and be with my brother. But that split second, how about the radio came on saying, Jesus loved me? And I'm like, okay. because that's how we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. When that devil try to put things in your mind, they will come. The thing is, you have to open your mouth. God will send somebody, something. It could be even a bird or something will come. Mm-hmm. In your case, we're so glad that happened. But what? All things work together. People can take that scripture today, whatever they want to do with it, but all things work together. God does not make things bad happen to you. When the earth is bad. The things go on in the earth happens. But all things he takes them and they all work together. So
mm-hmm.
glory be to God. I'm sorry, but I just had to go there. But you're so right.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps us at every situation that we're doing.
Yeah.
So I commend you for that. Miss Joyce Reed, what we're going to do is, because the questions that's coming in, and I know you're new to Georgia, but this question is people all over the world. And we're going to take a commercial break just very quickly. But the question that you can kind of think about is, in regards to when you were trying to get to another place, when you were trying to get the help, the resources that you needed, the first question, one lady just said, could you find help? Because, you know, people always keep saying, okay, you can get help. But in your opinion, are we doing enough as a country to help people when they're in a not good situation? That's the first question. And number two, I know you have wonderful services that you speak, and then, of course, your book can help us through things, and we want to talk a little bit more how your services can help someone that's in a situation similar, or a family member, or someone they know in a similar situation. But what we're going to do just quickly here, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back, and Ms. Joyce Reed is going to tell us the answer to those questions and even more. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Hi, you guys. We're back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sun. We thank you for our sponsors, All Nations Television. You know, Good Deeds is actually on there as well. And also my wonderful makeup artist, Melinda Jones. She has me looking beautiful all the time. And we just thank you for our sponsors. But we're actually talking about some real talk about the violence all type of violence. All violence is not good. It's not a good thing, okay? We know that. But we actually have a wonderful young lady, Ms. Joyce Reed, that's here with us. And Joyce, you've given us some awesome information, and we thank you so much for being so transparent. I mean, that's amazing for you to actually be so transparent, for us to actually get close into your circle to help us when we're going through, you know, similar situation, or we know someone that's going through that. So we commend you for being so transparent.
Not a problem at all. My life is
okay.
Open.
Well, let's try it. Yeah, because I know it's hard. It's a process. But try to, if you can, when you were actually trying to get help and resources and stuff like that, the audience wanted to know, were you able to find, you know, because you hear that all these resources are available, but did you think in your mind, was it a place that you could go for help? Was it someone that listened to church, you know, different organizations or things like that?
No, at that time there wasn't. It wasn't this like now. It's social media. You have the internet. You have computers. You have everything. I mean, we had computers when I was younger. I'm not old, but we had computers. But now it's like it's so much social media and so many outlets that you can go to. Back then, I didn't have access to that, and I was terrified. I was scared at 8 years old. Like, what are you thinking? Like, I don't, like, I didn't think to say, well, okay, you're my family member. You're touching me in places that I don't want you to be touched. And at that time, I didn't have anybody to talk to when my mother was never there. So, and then when I did reach out to my mother and told her what happened with my father when he raped me at 11 years old, she turned her back on me. So then I was just like, I'm done. Why no one cares anyway? So, I mean, I guess this is the thing to do. I mean, I guess this is what my life is going to be like. So no one's listening anyway. So my only outlet in me releasing it was to write it down. But now there's so many outlets. There's so many commercials. You have the Yellow Pages. You have Google. You have so many things where you can just find help and just talk to anyone. Going to church. When I was younger, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. So their religion is totally different from like Baptist and Christian. It's like totally different. So you can't just open up to them. And then when I tried to talk to someone in school, my mom told them to lock me up in a crazy home instead of helping me. So I was rebelling and neglecting to talk to anyone about it. So that's why I wrote everything down. I kept everything to myself.
I totally understand. But, you know, the great thing is, and I teach this as well for authors, is when the awesome thing is journaling. I had diaries when I was growing up as a child as well. Mm-hmm. But that is very powerful because you see in your case, and that's what happened to me as well, those became my actual published books. And so, mm-hmm. and that actually heals you as you're writing down the information. It is a healing process. And then look now. You're a published author with these, you know, with the book that's coming out and the wonderful one you have now. It is actually healing other people, and it heals you to another level because you're actually helping other people.
Yes.
You know, and then the thing about it is the whole scenario with violence, all type of child abuse, all this type of scenario, domestic violence. You know, things that's a secret brings, you know, they want. The people that do it want you to have shame. They want you to feel bad. They want you to be scared. That's why they threaten you with things, and they don't want you to tell anybody. But you are not the victim. You did not, like you said earlier, this is not right. It was not a right, and you did not cause this to happen.
Yes.
And I'm so, I'm jealous. I'm so glad that you actually in Georgia now. I'm glad you are here. But tell us a little bit more about, do you do speaking engagements? Do you actually do book signings? Kind of let us know a little bit more about the products and services that you offer.
Well, right now, me being new to Georgia, I'm looking to do more speaking engagements. I'm reaching out to sexual assault foundations and shelters and churches right now. I do speak every year for April in Chicago at a not-for-profit organization. I do speak there, which the information is on my website. But I'm trying my email address and everything. If anyone need any type of service, it's free. If you want to just vent to me, if you want encouraging words, if you want to be anonymous, you can reach out to me. You can send me an email. You can reach me on Facebook. Like I said, my email. We can talk. I've met so many wonderful people that way. But I'm trying to do more book signings and speaking engagements. Right now, because I have so much going on, because I also have a nail polish line, which some of the proceeds I donate to a percentage of it to an organization that empower women. So I have that too, and that's called Ironic Nails. So I'm doing a little bit of everything, and also trying to get my feet wet in Georgia and trying to stay cool because it's so hot. So.
When yours is, it is hot. But, you know, hopefully, but we're praying that it won't be a winter like it was last time. It was pretty significant down here. But, you know, we actually have connected, and I'm actually going to, you know, my prayer is that more and more comes to you. I'm going to connect you with some people I know here that does domestic violence, that's been on the show before and that type of thing. And, you know, of course, anything that Good Deeds can do, please contact us. And you have my number, so please contact us and we can help you to assist you in your journey. But please give us your contact information of how we can contact you and how we can support you on the social media network.
My Facebook name is Author Joyce Reed. My website is www.iamyour, and that's spelled U-R, voice. My YouTube channel is titled Joyce Reed. I have two YouTube videos. One is titled My Life, My Journey, My Future, and then the other one is My Cancer Story, which is also on my website as well. I'm on Instagram as I Am Your Voice, and that's your spell, U-R. All my information is on Instagram, Facebook, my website, so you can reach out to me in many different ways.
Well, we thank you, Joyce Reed, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here at Good Deeds. So thank you so much.
And thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you guys, you know what we're here for. We are here for you to bring, you know, to educate you in things, okay? And so we can motivate you, inspire you, and, of course, that you can make a wise decision. You know how to contact us. You know, it's Good Deeds Radio and Television Show, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're all on all the social media networks, and our website is ReneeSunday.com. We actually have everything on one website now, the radio, the television, the speaking engagements, my coaching, my platform builder, everything is on one website. Hallelujah. So you can click one button and get in contact with us with any of the products and services that we offer, the advertising, the sponsorships of our radio and television show. But whatever you need us to do, remember, we are here to support you. You know, God is good, and he's good all the time. That's not a cliche. That is what's really going on. And I want you to realize is we got to do three things: believe, trust, and we got to walk it out. And don't stop. Get it, okay? And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.